according to Miranda Devine, who me and Bernie strongly believe is the best columnist in the country, in the New York Post, she claims that on February 19th, 2020, that was the day, much like Don McLean, that science died. Now, this article was so good yesterday. It was titled, Scientists Were Pushing Real COVID-19 Conspiracy, that Bernard here read almost all of it on the air yesterday. And that compelled us, inspired us to get Miranda on the show this morning. So here she is, the brilliant Miranda Devine. Miranda, welcome back. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, thank you, Sid and Bernie. So nice of you. And I love the way you put music to my words.
You like that, huh?
It's fabulous. Your music's always very good.
It would have worked there, Don McLean, the day the music died. And but anyway, it was such a brilliant column. And you're right. Bernie and I have railed about this since day one, that a lot of the measures that have been taken by local governors and certainly this new administration have nothing to do with science. They're nothing to do with science, and that's what your column basically was about.
Well, I mean, we've always told by Democrats, follow the science, that they're the science-based party, and they listen to Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci is all over the place. What is the science with Dr. Fauci? It's one thing one day, one thing another day. And, you know, you look at Florida and you compare Florida to New York, and even if you're talking about weather, compare it to California. Florida has done better on every measure, and yet it didn't do the drastic lockdowns, it didn't do the mask mandates, it kept the schools open, people had a life. And New York and California just killed people with the lockdowns. And Dr. Fauci said that Andrew Cuomo did a brilliant job. He said he was the model for how to run the pandemic. And he criticized Ron DeSantis in Florida. So, I mean, that says it all for me. He's sort of Dr. Fauci, the face of science in this country. And The Lancet is the most prestigious, the most respected medical journal in the world. And they ran that lying letter last year, February 19, 2020, a letter that from 27 of the world's most eminent public health scientists, they signed a letter and they said that the lab leak theory, that the virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, the ground zero of the pandemic. They labeled the theory that it escaped from that lab as a conspiracy theory and labeled anyone, any virologist who thought that was a plausible theory and the most plausible theory, labeled them a kook and effectively silenced them for a year and a half. It's reprehensible what they did. I don't know how they can, continue on and hold their heads up.
They basically ran interference for the Communist Chinese Party, which committed an atrocity on the globe. They did it maybe for political reasons, probably for political reasons. And you point out, Miranda Devine on the Bernie and Sid Show from the New York Post in your column on this topic, of course, that it was this guy, Peter Daszak, who collaborated with Anthony Fauci. He was the liaison sort of to the Wuhan lab. Which he got these scientists to write this letter because they were covering up, as you point out, that was the day that letter was published, that journalism died, or science died, excuse me, as you say.
But journalism,
and journalism, yeah. But the point is this: that Dr. Fauci with this Peter Daszak guy, they have their fingerprints all over the origins of the coronavirus. They have more blood on their hands than Governor Cuomo here in New York.
Well, look, Peter Daszak was collaborating for 15 years with the Bat Lady, Dr. Xi, at the Wuhan Institute. We know that. He co-authored papers with her. They were doing this dangerous Frankenstein research that's called gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. The bat coronavirus that is the closest family member to COVID-19 virus that's killed millions of people is from that lab. They went out to a mine far away in China where miners had died from breathing in this bat poo, and they collected this virus and they were experimenting on it. And Peter Daszak has told us, oh no, they just locked it in a fridge and they did an experiment on it. As if no one believes that. And then he crept around sneakily gathering those 26 other signatures of those scientists. Why they were conned into doing it, who knows? You know, the cover-up is so abysmal and obvious now. I guess he thought he would never be caught.
Right.
But there was a fantastic, group of journalist sleuths who did the FOI, did the Freedom of Information, found out that Peter Daszak had drafted that letter that those scientists signed for The Lancet and had gone around and got everybody to sign it. And he, in fact, was not going to sign it at first because he wanted his fingerprints right off it. And then I guess his ego took over, so he did sign it. But, you know, there are important virologists who signed that letter, and they must have known that. You know, I was talking to virologists who looked inside that virus, and they could tell, because they're experts, that there was something artificial about it. It looked engineered. It was just too neat. Someone said it was if someone went into the virus and sort of threw the furniture around. That's the way a virologist described it. Now, we don't see that because we're not experts, but when virologists describe that to you, they're saying, well, we don't know for sure that this was engineered in a lab, but it sure as hell looks it to my expert eyes. How did these 27 scientists not, I mean, they knew, so why did they write that dishonest letter? And the sad thing is that you know that scientists in China, they told lies because they would have been killed or their families killed, and some of them were killed. In America, in a free country, there's no threat like that hanging over the heads of these scientists. So why is it that they hate Donald Trump? Is it that they're terrified that the funding for this dangerous research is going to dry up?
No.
Do they think that the public is so stupid and savage and awful that it needs to be lied to?
They are. Miranda Devine here at the New York Post. You go on in the column and talk about the culture wars and how Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fights back. And Bernie read this yesterday, to Bernie's credit, but it's got to be read again today. This is one of the paragraphs in your column. He says, but how hard is it to say that America is not evil? Police are not systematically racist. Men cannot be pregnant. Boys should not compete against girls in sports. Children do not have to apologize for the color of their skin. Equity as a Marxist concept is a Marxist concept. Antifa is a terrorist group. Facebook doesn't get to tell us what to think. And the intact nuclear family is the best way to raise a child. That was a brilliant paragraph.
You could drop the mic right there,
right,
Miranda.
I mean, yeah,
that was fantastic.
It was, because that right there explains why, A, Ron DeSantis is a magnificent choice if, in fact, Donald Trump doesn't want to run in 2024, at the very least his running mate, and also explains why this country is in serious danger.
Absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about Ron DeSantis is he understands that Republicans have to be aggressive. They can't just be, you know, sitting back and, doing defense every now and then. They have to aggressively be on the offensive because they didn't start the culture wars, but they have to fight them. You cannot be a Republican. You cannot be in Congress. You cannot be a politician anywhere in this country if you're on the Republican side, unless you are aggressively prosecuting the culture wars. And I think too many Republicans think, oh no, that's messy. You know, we're just about the economy and, you know, making things work properly and the trains run on time. No, you have to fight the culture wars because, as Ron DeSantis said, you can have a successful economy, he says, but if the underpinnings of the culture are being torn apart, I don't think that's a society that will be very successful. It won't be. It's communism.
Absolutely right. Miranda Devine from the New York Post on the Bernie and Sid show. Miranda, Joe Biden on Sunday completely ignored the 77th anniversary of D-Day, and he tweeted out about the Tulsa massacre. Again, he was in Tulsa. He gave a speech which was obscene. It was race-baiting. It was disgusting. It was trashing our country. And you wrote a column about that in which you asked, who was writing Joe Biden's speeches? Goebbels? I mean, it was brilliant, but it's sad but true.
Oh, I mean, it's that was just such an evil, malign speech, and just deliberately designed to pit people against each other in this country, to make divides, to create segregation, to pit black against white. You know, I mean, it's beyond parody that this is the president who promised that he was going to unite the country, and he's doing deliberately the opposite. And I don't know why he's doing it. He's just reading speeches written by people who want to distract attention from the disasters that they're creating all over the country. Look at the border. I mean, maybe they don't want us to look at the border, so they have to create these other distractions, like a race war. People are being murdered. People are being attacked now because of this rabble-rousing that is coming right from the top of the Democratic Party. Just sick.
Yep, no argument. You're exactly right. Listen, Miranda, as always, your column was great. Your appearance this morning was fantastic. We love you. Keep writing. Keep coming by. Keep up the great work. Good luck with the book, all that good stuff. You're the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You were great. Miranda Devine here on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show.